This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Because it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave.
Jade, look, crazy stuff happening on Twitter these days, but live tweeting a brain surgery?
Mm-hmm.
Are they for real, Jay? What's going on?
Well, it's interesting. There's a hospital in Houston, Texas, in the US, who apparently a couple months back actually live tweeted an open heart surgery.
And that was a world first.
It was a world first. It was hugely popular. They had something like 125 million views. Like, they were posting it on
clips of the heart surgery.
Yeah, they also will do stuff on Pinterest, so like a pin board on Pinterest, and also using Storify to sort of, you know, create stories around this whole event. But Dave, don't you, like, to me it's not that big of a deal because people watch those crazy medical shows all the time. It's just an extension of that. It's
correct.
Just more real.
And I'm sure some people live tweet details of those disgusting medical shows as well.
And you know how now people feel like they need to, if they get injured, they feel the need to share a picture on Facebook?
That is not right in my books. I'm sorry. I was on Facebook a couple of months ago and a particular former work colleague had posted a picture of her, you know, with some tore up stitches or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it wasn't like there was a warning or anything. I just opened up Facebook and
there's
bam,
feed.
Right in my face, in the middle of my feed. And I just kind of thought, oh, you know what? This is just not right. I'm having lunch right now. I don't need to see this.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit confronting. So with visuals, I feel like people do need a bit of a warning. But if a hospital is live tweeting something like a brain surgery and they're having videos and all that, if you're following them on Twitter, you know, there is a sense of anticipation.
Yeah. Yeah, and I guess the thing is, you know, the doctor who actually did the surgery, so it happened earlier today, American time, they were talking about...
Where can people, by the way, check this feed out? Is it at Houston Hospital?
At Houston Hospital. they were... the doctor was saying that the reason why they decided to do this live tweeting is because they wanted to take some of the fear out of, you know, these major surgeries to help people understand, you know, what actually goes into it, how it works.
Coming up next, we're going to talk a bit more about what's trending around the world in Twitter,
mm-hmm.
including Barack Obama's
yes.
really big announcement. You're listening to Different Strokes with Jade and Dave here on Joy 94.9. Brett, huge news with Barack Obama announcing that same-sex couples should have the right to marry.
Mm-hmm.
I had a chat with you bright and early this morning while we...
Well, it was early anyway, at five something. But yes.
It certainly was. Well, we, you know, after we got our grievances about coffee out of the way,
mm-hmm.
we talked about Barack's quote, which was really interesting, Jade, because he kind of, the president brought it back to family, and I want to read out what he said here, because he kind of felt like it was that Americans are growing increasingly comfortable with the concept of gay marriage, and he actually brought in his daughter's opinion, citing that as part of the reason why he's, you know, maybe getting with the times,
yes,
so to speak.
He's saying there's generational change, basically.
Yeah, it is some generational change. And he said that, you know, Molly and Sasha, his daughters, they have friends whose parents are same-sex couples. He said there have been times where Michelle and I have been sitting around the dinner table and we're talking about their friends and their parents, and Molly and Sasha, it wouldn't dawn on them that somehow their friends' parents would be treated differently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't make sense to them. And frankly, that's the kind of thing that prompts a change in perspective, he said. I think it's kind of nice to kind of bring it back to, you know, like a family
thing. It's a personal family experience. And, you know, and it really does go back to, you know, I honestly think that most people who are opposed to marriage equality don't know any gay people. And when they're personally affected and it becomes part of their family, my girlfriend is American. Her her family is quite conservative. They're all very religious. They are very supportive of us and our relationship. So, you know, that when you give it a personal perspective like that, it makes sense and it changes perspectives.
Yeah, that way it becomes real.
Yeah, that's it does become real.
It is kind of interesting because that announcement was only made sort of a couple of hours ago, and sort of over the last half an hour or so, reactions have started to come in from the other political parties. The White House has made a statement, so I'll have all of those bits in the 8 o'clock news. But the reactions are some are good, some are not so good as predicted. Some have said he hasn't gone far enough. So you know, we'll see what comes out of it.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave.
Jade, look, I have been single for a little over a year now. Okay, maybe a year and a half.
Okay.
So it's getting there. I mean, you know, it's pretty dry, pretty barren, I have to say. There is a bit of a crisis, Jade.
And, you know, I've been in a relationship so long, I don't even really remember what it was like to be single.
To be single. Yeah, you and your girlfriend, you guys are like an institution as far as I am concerned.
Yeah.
So very different. You know, this is real Different Strokes experience. You know, Jade's in a long-term committed relationship. I'm single, but not really sure if I'm ready to mingle as such.
Yep.
So in the meantime, I feel like the internet's a really accessible way to put yourself out there if you're single. And I feel like I've tried almost everything except put up a video, like a personal ad video on YouTube.
I think you've
been
pretty passive, Dave, if you ask me. Like, you know, Manhunt and Grindr. I've tried out both Manhunt and Grindr, just FYI.
It's just, it was a crazy little social experiment Jade and I did. I thought it would be funny to send this lovely Les onto Manhunt and Grindr and see what she picks up. She picked up more than I did, so something very wrong there.
but like, you know, so those are kind of passive because you're on there and they're on there and, you know, but these guys... There was a post on BuzzFeed during the week about 13 guys who are looking for love on YouTube, and each of them have posted like personal profiles. And by watching these, you know, sort of between 2 and 3 minute videos, each of them is, you get this idea of like their personalities. And you know, there's charming ones. There's one, you know, there's one guy going on and on about his ex girlfriend. Probably not a good thing to do
not
on a dating video.
No, but Jade, it is a bit more putting yourself out there, and you know, a lot of the times with dating online, people don't show their faces.
Mm-mm.
Some profiles don't have face pics, and it can be a bit annoying, especially if you're, you know, you've laid your cards on a table, you've put your face and your details up there, and people can recognize you. It can be a bit confronting, but with a video ad, you hear what they sound like when they talk.
It's
as real as it can get, I think.
It's as real as meeting that person in a bar or whatever. But, you know, obviously they can edit it together. Like, there was, you know, and there's some really funny ones on there, like, you know, guys, you know, showing their hobbies and stuff, but doing it in a really fun, creative way.
Yeah.
I thought it was, you know, a really good way.
Do you think I should try it? What should I put in my personal ad video?
I think that we should make you a personal ad video, Dave.
Oh my
goodness.
We'll
post it on our website. Ah! It would be great.
Will it really?
Yeah.
I sense a little hesitation in your voice just as you're saying.
No, I think it would be a great opportunity for people to see who you really are beyond, like, you know, the little
voice
and the little profile that goes on, you know, Manhunt or whatever you're on these days, Grindr.
My problem with doing a video is that, Jade, and you know this because we've been friends for a very long time, I only have 1.5 good angles. I'm going to have to do this video in a very, very still motion.
But Dave, you have perfected those angles, so surely you know how to get those angles onto video.
It's really hard to be moving and talking and looking good for me. I'm not one of those people. I could never be on television because I don't have those looks. I've, like you said, I've semi-perfected the art of looking good in photos. And that took me a long time, so I don't know how I'm going to evolve to looking good in videos, Jade.
Maybe I'll write the script too, Dave, and then, like, because wouldn't it be good for me to, like, be the one that sort of puts you out there and decides what your qualities are?
My lesbian best friend is pimping me out. There's your headline for today. You're listening to Different Strokes with Jade and Dave on Joy 94.9. Let us know, would you do a personal ad video on YouTube?
Yeah, text us 0427 JOY 949 or email us on air at joy.org.au. if you've got dating tips for Dave, I'm sure he'd love those too.
Oh, Jade.
I think you should do a video. So come jump to my support.
Who would want to see a video of me saying, hi, I'm single, ready to mingle?
I just want you, like, your creative ways of showing us all of your different hobbies.
Oh, God. It'll be a very sad video. Yes, Jade, before that, we were talking about dating on the internet, and mm-hmm. you told me that a couple of guys out there have, you saw a post that a couple of guys are doing personal ad videos.
Yep.
So rather than just setting up an online dating profile at your usual spots, these guys have filmed short videos about them, you know, telling viewers what they like and what their interests are.
And leave us a comment.
Yeah. If you want to go out with me or something like that. It does seem a little desperate,
well,
though,
Jay. It was
Jay.
Funny, but like one of the videos he was, you know, the guy was saying, you know, oh, all of the pictures I felt didn't really, you know, I'd started online dating and I felt like all the pictures didn't really depict who I was. And it wasn't, you know, giving people a good picture of me. And he, like, decided to make this video because he felt like it was a more well-rounded view.
No, I think there are definite pluses and there are also some rather serious risk when it comes to doing personal ad videos because it's they see all of it. I think it's going to be pretty hard to edit a video if you sound foolish, you say something wrong, you can cut it out. But if, you know, you're looking strange and you're uncomfortable about certain things, it's captured on film.
But doesn't it cut through all the pretense, Dave?
It does cut through all the pretense, which is nice. And you've told me before that I'm perhaps a little too passive
yep.
in my search mm-hmm. for a man.
Yeah, well, and it's not that I believe that you have to be, you know,
a little more out there.
A little totally aggressive, like, because I think, like, you know, the other thing is people who are always like, oh, I'm single, oh, it's never going to happen for me. Like, that too is just a bit like...
That is hopelessness, though, yeah. You guys. I mean, there's no reason, and I've seen some dating profiles that just sound sad. They just mm-hmm. sound really despondent, like nobody ever messages them. I'm thinking to myself, you know what? It's a state of mind. You got to believe that you have something, you are someone of value, you've got something to offer, and if people don't message you back or if people don't hit you up or whatever, or don't want to go out with you, that's not a reflection on your self-worth,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's, I think people do get very hung up on responses per se, and yes, it is discouraging when you don't get people messaging your, you know, the one you fancy don't fancies you back, but you know, it all depends.
It's all life experience.
It's all life experiences, but it also depends on, you know, what they're seeing. So maybe what you're saying is right, Jade. Maybe the profile isn't doing me justice.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should be doing a video.
I know you're going location-based with Grindr, Dave, but, like, you know, that's a bit more active because you're looking for, like, local talent. But it's, you know, to me, it's like you've got to do that thing where you push yourself. Like, let's push the limits here of what's...
Let's try to be creative. Let's try to be innovative. That's what you're telling me.
Like, if you want to make an animated film, then let's do that. You know,
it might go viral and, you know, people might be sharing it all over Twitter and I might have dates from all over the world.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great?
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave.
Yes, Jade. Now, we have a text here from a listener from South Yarra saying...
What a wonderful and symbolic statement from Obama on same-sex marriage, a true visionary and leader that we lack so in this country.
Yes, look... Barack Obama making headlines this morning, you know, with his statement saying that he believes same-sex couples should be allowed to get married. Now, this is a huge step forward, Jade, and you talked about this before, that your girlfriend's American, mm-hmm. and this is something very close to home for you. So it's great. It's great to, you know, see Barack Obama come out and make a statement mm-hmm. like this. So hopefully...
Yeah, hopefully one day my relationship will be treated as equal to everyone else's. So, I mean, it's something that I've spoken about quite a lot before. At the moment, my girlfriend moved to Australia to be with me. We've been together for a very long time. At the moment, there is no options for us to move to America because of the Defence of Marriage Act. So it's you know, obviously something very personal. I hold hope that the day will come.
And hopefully it won't be too long a wait as well, Jade. So, look, searching for love and things of that nature on the internet was something we talked about before as well, Jade. And mm-hmm. I don't understand how we even got to thinking that we could get away with something like this. But ages ago, when we were doing Different Strokes at another time slot here at Joy,
mm-hmm.
I did a bit of a social experiment. I sent you out to Manhunt and Grindr, you know, had you create a profile, and just to see what it was like, you know, from a lesbian's perspective, just to see what it was like to do online dating in the gay man's world.
Yes.
And you had some very interesting, well, some difference, but not very much different kind of experiences too.
Yeah, well, and I guess the thing for me, Dave, is I love, like, you know, I love hanging out with gay guys. Like, it's, you know, that I have many more gay boyfriends than I have lesbian friends.
You're one of the boys.
I am one of the boys. I have I have my crush, boy crushes, just like everyone else.
Jade has a thing for Zac Efron. It's sick. Even I can't go there, but Jade has a serious thing for Zac Efron. I don't even understand, but, you know, so she loves her gay men. Yeah. And I think it was very interesting to have you go and have this experience to see what it's like to date like a gay man on the online world.
Yeah, and honestly, at the time I'd been in a relationship for already a long time.
Mm.
And it was so interesting. I'd never online dated or whatever when I was single. And to go into that situation where it's so upfront, Dave.
their bodies, their body parts, yeah, and their things like that.
The body parts are like right in your face, or like, you know, you'll get like an initial hey type thing, but then the next one is like a penis picture. Like, it's so like in your face. And
I have to say, though, the beauty about online dating is that you're going to come across, there's definitely something for everyone out there. That's what I believe. And sometimes it might seem like if you're the type of gentleman who maybe isn't looking for casual hookups, it can be tough sometimes because it seems like everyone is online for that one reason. Mm-hmm. But I think what's important is that you be upfront about what you want. Yes. I think everyone should be upfront about what they want. There's nothing wrong with wanting a bit of fun. There's nothing wrong with wanting a bit of hookup. If you don't want to show your face pic for a lot of different reasons, that's fine. But, you know, it's cool to be upfront about that. So some guys would prefer if you show the pictures, but I think it's a matter of negotiation. I don't think there is a steadfast rule, which really is that is the freedom with online dating, don't you think?
Well, yeah, I'll be honest. I'm a big defender of online dating. I think, like, honestly, like, I, you know, it's not something I obviously have to do or anything like that, but I, you know, I see its purpose, particularly in a situation where you're part of a minority and it's hard to meet people already, and you know, maybe you don't want to go out to the clubs and meet people or whatever. You know, there's opportunities there. Yes, there's people who just want it for hookups, and that's fine too, and then there's people who, you know, are trying to meet new people, open up their experiences. They might not know any other gay people. You know, I'm from the out of suburbs. I can completely relate to feeling like
you're
the...
Do you think it would have been different if you were a young lesbian coming from the outer suburbs, you know, live in a city? Would you have, you know, maybe gone on to one of these websites and try to meet new friends, perhaps?
Well, I have actually... A couple of months back, Dave, I did a review of Crusher, which is a lesbian dating app, for this show and for Same Same. And going on there, that, like, the two core groups that came out of that are, you know, the people who are looking for hookups, and then the people who are just moving to town, and that's their way of trying to meet people and say, hey, I'm new to Melbourne, I don't know any other lesbians, what can I do? And I guess for me personally, like, how I've done that is generally through sport. This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9.
Yes, and Jade, we do have an email here from Hikaru saying...
He says, just want to say that as a gay American, I am extremely proud that Obama has come out in support of marriage equality. It will be a long road to actually bring it, but he truly is on the right side of history.
Yes, no, that is some very big news that's been breaking today. Jade, it's been a very interesting morning. Obviously, love and marriage and family and all that are on the forefront of our minds, with Barack Obama coming out and saying that he thinks same-sex couples should be given the rights to marry. Mm-hmm. That is a huge step forward. And Jade, we've been talking about online dating and things of that relationship-y nature.
Looking for love. Putting yourself out there. Being creative.
Which is interesting because you're in a long-term relationship and things are going rosy. Things are going great. Mm-hmm. And as for me, things are going great too. I'm single and I have been for close to 2 years now, I'll say.
Yeah.
So, and I went on my very first date in February. This is the first date I've had since 2008, you guys. Mm-hmm. So it was it's a long time in between dates. And it's really interesting because sometimes hindsight is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
You know, and I've always been taught never to regret anything. But you get insight as time goes by. And sometimes it's good to reflect, mm-hmm. especially, you know, if you're coming up to a milestone or anything like that. I don't celebrate milestones like how many months I've been single. So there's really no point reflecting on that front. But earlier this week, on Tuesday, in fact, Darren Hayes posted on his Facebook page. Yeah. Now, we all love Darren Hayes, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Out and proud Aussie pop artist. Mm-hmm. Sensational songwriter. I'm a huge fan. So I was just reading on his Facebook page this letter he wrote to his 15-year-old self.
Yeah.
Just a day before he turned 40. So mm-hmm. this is fresh.
Yeah.
This is almost like something out of a memoir.
Yeah.
I'm loving this, Jade. I mean, like, it goes to like 4 pages or something.
Yeah,
so.
It is incredibly long. Yes.
But I love how sincere it is. And there's an element of it gets better.
There is an element of it gets better. And there's also like a really strong message of, you know, like about how just to sort of take it your own time, like let's not rush into everything and like let all of the world's problems come over you, basically.
Yeah. And at the end, he talks about, you know, eventually finding love, which was really sweet. I mean, there's a quote in there saying that you end up with someone who makes you laugh every single day of your life, someone who loves every part of you, even the bits you hate, mm-hmm. someone smart and funny and loving, and you're equal. It's just, it's everything that I would want in my
favorite
own life.
Bit, Dave, is, so don't worry about love. I took care of it.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
I mean, as a man who's about to turn 40, looking back and, you know, writing a letter to his 15-year-old self, that's a beautiful kind of happy ending stuff that we want to hear about.
Mm-hmm.
But what I really like about this sort of memoirs-ish Facebook post that Darren did was that there's some actually really good life advice there.
Yeah.
I know 40 isn't that old.
No.
You're sensitive about that, Jade, because you turned 30 not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you just don't like references that I make that you're old.
No. Well, I'm not old, you know.
30 is not old, you guys.
Yeah.
So 40 definitely isn't over the hill either. But Darren Hayes, damn, he's got some great life advice.
Yeah. And I'm sure, like, and he's had, like, an interesting career, too. So he's had some interesting experiences. And he's got some great, I mean, my another good one, don't get too hung up on whether you like boys or girls.
Yes. And that's something I feel a lot of young people that are perhaps questioning their sexuality when they're in high school and all that, you know, sometimes it feels like you have to pick. You have to, you know, have an answer for everything. And you don't. It's fine to not have an answer for these things.
And it's, you know, and it's really, I remember when I was in high school, people, you know, all, I remember friends of mine saying, oh, you're obviously gay. Like, and I, like, at the time, like, I was oblivious to the whole thing. Like, in my own mind, all I cared about was, you know, I just wanted to get out of where I lived. And I, you know, I had all these ambitions for my life that were, like, not focused on relationships or whether I liked boys or
girls.
Or
your sexuality or anything like that.
I just was not interested in anyone. So, you know, I think that's a great advice.
Absolutely. We're going to talk more about the contents of Darren's letter to his 15-year-old self.
This is Different Strokes with Jade and Dave.
Yes, Jade. Before we were talking about what it was like going through high school, and you mentioned that, you know, people were suspecting that you were lesbian even before you had an opportunity to really compute it mm-hmm. in your mind. So this is something that really quite parallels with my own life.
Mm-hmm.
You see, we were talking about online dating before and Grindr and all that.
Yeah.
Really interesting, Jade. In just last night, I was on Grindr and this guy said hey to me and he was just like, oh, did you go to this school?
Yeah.
And I just thought straight off the bat, I'm like, oh my goodness, this is someone I went to high school with. A, first of all, cringe, and B, how come I don't recognize you?
Yeah.
Was the next kind of question in my mind. And then I realized that he was like 2 or 3 years younger than me. So there was obviously no opportunity for us to have that social interaction or anything like that. We wouldn't even have had the same classes together, Jake. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But he remembers me. He said that he remembered my face. And astonishingly, he said that I remembered you because you're the one that, you know, everyone always said was gay. And I was just thinking, wow, it must have been very obvious to everyone.
Yeah.
There was never really any secrets, though, with me. I think I always was who I was.
Yeah, and I mean, you went to a lot of minus 18 events when you were younger, too, right?
Yeah, but that was, you know, right after I finished year 12.
Yeah.
I was a year younger than everyone, so I was 17 when I was doing year 12. So that was when I started going to minus 18 and things like that. But for most of high school, I didn't have that chance to compute that,
yeah,
you know? And it was really interesting because in Darren Hayes' letter to his 15-year-old self, you know, he covered points like that, you know, there are going to be times where you feel like, you know, a bit conflicted and whatnot. And mm-hmm. I totally related to that, Jade. So it was funny that we're reading this letter that Darren posted on Facebook, because around about the same time I read that Beyonce won some journalism award.
Yes.
I feel like that award should have been given to Darren Hayes. I'm sorry, Beyonce, you blogged about pizza.
Well, you know, Beyonce can win awards about everything, can't she? Like, now I'm sure she'll mention that in her, like, you know, lineup where she talks about all her Grammys, etc.
Songwriter, Grammy winner, award-winning journalist, yep. Beyonce Giselle Knowles.
She's directed films, like, she's done everything.
She's done everything. She's got on perfume.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, come on. We can give this award to Darren Hayes. So if you guys are curious about the contents of this letter, I suggest that you go to Darren's Facebook page because it's like a 4-page letter and there's a lot of good stuff in there. So.
Yeah, and we're going to post a link to it on our Facebook as well if you want. So it's facebook.com/differentstrokesradio.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.